Fun Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or are not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians. Hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show.
Welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we are broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Today, we have a special guest with me. He's the master. It's Todd McCluskey. Say hello.
Thanks for having me over, Linda.
Yeah, thank you. And we also have two co-hosts today, Michelle and John in the house.
Glad to be here.
Welcome, Michelle.
Yeah.
This is John in the house.
Awesome. All right, so Michelle's got some questions for Todd. So go for it, girl.
Absolutely. So, Todd.
Yes.
You have your very own show here.
Yes.
And it's called The Blurred Crusade.
Yes.
Tell us about the show, the name. It's a fantastic name. Tell us a little bit about it.
I got the name how everyone gets a good name. They steal it. And it's actually The Blurred Crusade is an album title for a great band out of Australia called The Church. And I believe it was released in 1982. And I just love this band, The Church. They had a big hit, I think about 1988, with a song called Under the Milky Way. But besides that, they're not that well known. And they have something like 27 albums out. So they've been very prolific. So basically, The Blurred Crusade is a name that I stole off The Church. And I just love the image. It's right. We're all on a crusade. We're all on a journey. But I don't really know where I'm going. So it's a little bit blurred. But I'm going to get there, even though I might not know what the destination is. So, and I like the word blurred because although it's a punk and post-punk program, because it's blurred, it gives me a little leeway as far as content.
Oh, excellent. So, tell us a little bit about the content.
So, it's The Blurred Crusade, the best in punk and post-punk, Wednesdays at noon and Thursdays at the stroke of midnight. But I play a lot of hardcore punk. I'm really into the early Vancouver stuff, DOA, Subhumans, Modernettes, Pointed Sticks. I tap into some of the New York scene, like the Ramones, Blondie, Television. And then I'm also big on the English stuff, like the Sex Pistols, the Clash, the Damned. So I do a lot of hardcore, but then I do a little post-punk stuff, like, you know, Joy Division, Echo and the Bunnymen. So it's quite a wide spanning program. I've got, because I added the post-punk,
right?
It gives me a lot of leeway.
So why punk, post-punk? Is that just something that you were drawn to, you know, earlier in life?
Yeah, I mean, like a lot of people, I'm into a lot of different genres, but I really got into punk rock in my teenage years because it was kind of like an entry-level genre as far as you didn't have to be that proficient with the instrument. So, I got into being in a band, and we were drawn to punk because it was accessible.
Okay.
And also, when I got into it, I was a teenager, and we had a lot of angst.
Uh-huh.
And it was a good therapy for us.
Oh, absolutely.
Good free therapy.
All right. And we're going to play The Church right now. Tell me about this one called Constant in Opal.
So Constant in Opal was probably the first song I ever heard by The Church. And there used to be, you know, back in the day before the internet, there used to be these video shows. And there was two of them in Vancouver that were really good. One was called Night Dreams. And the other one was called Soundproof. And they were kind of like cable TV late night video shows. And one night I turned it on. It was 11 or midnight on a Friday night. And I saw this video and I just fell in love with this band. I've seen them about four times over the years. And I just love this band. And this was the song that kind of started it all.
Punk Rock Nation. Join your host, Todd McCluskey, every Wednesday at high noon for the Blurred Crusade. The best in punk and post-punk on CJSF 90.1 FM. Each week, tune into a delicious mix of tasty tunage, proto, classic, and post-punk. The Blurred Crusade, Wednesdays, noon to 1 on CJSF 90.1 FM or CJSF.ca. Join us as we dust off the crusty vinyl and get blurred.
Out here, guys.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Well, that voice for that commercial we heard, is that you?
No.
Who is that mystery voice?
It's a very familiar voice if you listen to CKNW. That's my buddy, Randy Jacobs. And I went to a radio school with him at BCIT, and now he's the production guy at CKNW. So he's helped me with a lot of promos and IDs, and he's got a great, big, thick voice, so it works.
Cool.
Yes, it does. It actually does work quite well. Hey, so tell us about your group, the Social Outcasts.
All right. Well, my band's called Social Outcasts, and we started the band when we were 17 years old, me and my buddy Dave Tom. And we started with a couple guitars. We didn't even have amplifiers. And we sat in his basement, and we decided that we were going to start a band, even though we couldn't play an instrument. We didn't have any songs. We basically didn't have any talent, but we just decided we wanted to be in a band. So initially, we tried to learn other people's songs, and we couldn't figure it out. So then we thought, well, if we can't learn anyone else's songs, let's just write our own. Maybe that's easier. So we just started writing, and a couple other guys got in the band, and things started to accelerate. We started actually getting quite proficient with our instruments, and we started. We had the other guys in the band originally. Our bass player was a gentleman named Mike Usinger, and our drummer was named Mike Kravick. And we started getting half decent, and we started gigging in and around Vancouver. We played the Smiling Buddha, which was a very infamous venue, kind of like Vancouver's version of CBGB's. We played the Smiling Buddha many times, and we played in and around Vancouver. We opened for DOA, and this lasted about 2 or 3 years. And then I don't know what happened, but we just kind of got bored of it, and everything just kind of crumbled, and the band broke up after about 2 or 3 years initially, the first phase of the band.
Okay, so that was the first phase. All right. And so what was the second phase then?
Well, then nothing really happened for like 40 years.
Okay.
I don't know what we were doing.
And there you are.
Some of us got married. Some of us had kids. We got regular jobs.
So life went on.
Life went on, but it was always kind of in the back of my head, you know,
right.
What if we would have continued? And then about 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, I ran into an old bass player, a gentleman named Dave LaPrise. And he said, you know, what are you doing? Are you still doing the music? And I said, you know, not really. I'm still writing, but nothing's really happening. And Dave's like, well, why don't we jam? And I said, okay. So he said, well, I'm going to make a few calls. And I thought nothing was really going to happen. You know, you run into an old friend and we should get back to, you know, we should get together for coffee. And the phone call, you know, the phone never rings. Anyway, I get a call from another guy I used to jam with, Don Dracol. And he said, I heard you run into Dave. Let's jam. So we started jamming, and it started sounding really good. It was myself, Dave Tom, the original guitar player, Dave LaPrise on bass, his son Koji LaPrise on drums, and our lead guitar player Don Dracol. We started jamming. It started sounding really good. I started writing some more songs, and we decided to do a record.
Right on.
And so we started recording with a producer named Dean Hageum. And it took quite a while because it was a real DIY sort of project.
Sure.
But we put out an EP, and that's the one that we have out now, and it's called Beneath the Sleeping City Volume 1, and it's on Luscious Blue Vinyl. And
which I have a lovely copy of it right here, signed. Thank you very much, Todd.
You're welcome.
And while they take a picture, we're going to play Day to Night on CJSF.
Night to Day and Day to Night. What is it called, Todd?
Day to Night, Take 5.
was Day to Night, and the video was taken. The video was taken by a mystery guy. Tell me about this mystery guy.
So we kind of met this gentleman named Shane H, mm-hmm. and he really liked our music. He really digged what we were doing. And he asked us if we wanted him to make a video for us. And Shane's an interesting character. He always wears the COVID mask and a toque, so no one's actually ever seen his face. He's always incognito. But he's a good guy, and he's really he's all aboard the Social Outcast train. So we welcome him, and he's helping us get our music out there.
And I noticed that the Blurred Crusade logo looks awfully similar to the Sex Pistols logo.
Yeah, well, I mean,
the format, that is.
Well, it's basically a little thievery. Yeah, the Blurred Crusade logo, I basically stole it from the Sex Pistols Nevermind the Bollocks album, which, by the way, is one of the greatest albums in rock and roll history. It's just a fantastic album. 1977. I was lucky enough to see the Sex Pistols, I believe, 96 at the Coliseum. And it was one of my greatest moments as a concert goer to actually see the Sex Pistols live.
Yeah, okay, so we will call that complimentary thievery then.
That's right.
I love it. back. Oops.
And we're back, and we have John in the house with Entertainment Files.
Hey there, this is John the host with Entertainment News. What is on in live music in Vancouver and beyond? I went to bcbands.ca to research my list here today, and I suggest you go to bcbands.ca to look up for events and stuff, as well as Facebook listings. Tonight at the fabulous Roxy Cabaret at 8 to 10:45 is the Autonomous Apes with Social Villains and Garden Mice. On Friday, May 19th, 7 to 11, at the number 6 Legion Branch in Cloverdale, there's Black Eyed Susan. Again, you have to go to bcbands.ca to find out more about the bands playing. And then on Friday, May 19th, Front Page Band at the Kennedy's Pub in Delta, 8 to 11:55. Then Saturday, May 20th, Steve Sanay's Trio at the Ocean Park Hall in Ocean Park, Surrey, BC. Saturday, May 20th, from 9 to 2 a.m., Yard Dog at the Princeton Pub and Grill in Vancouver. Friday, May 19th, 7 to 9:30, Ham Whalen. It's a tribute to Van Halen. That's at the Roxy Cabaret, too. Saturday, May 20th, at the Roxy, 7 to 9:30, Cache Creek with Ransom. Check out the Roxy events at roxyvan.com. And also, don't forget that coming up in June, on June 22nd at the Roxy again, they have their Thursday night Roxy Rock show. And I set this show up. So come out and support local music. The first band playing is Red Herring. They're a local band. They've been around for like 30 years in Vancouver. They're like a Frank Zappa or, very, very interesting lyrics and the way he sings. Very good. Then there's another orchestrated metal group, but they're more rock and roll, the Andrew Gante Group. And then the Bordertown Bandits, they're a local white rock Surrey band, and they're like really rock kind of, you'll have to come out and check them out. They're a fairly new band. And then on June 29th, at the Roxy, Hayoka's Mirror. That's kind of another orchestrated metal band, but super good, very talented. And then Bobby's Cane, it's another rock and roll band. The singer of this band, he's blind, but it's just amazing. He plays guitar and sings and does everything. And then the last band is my band that I manage, Rock Voodoo. You'll have to come out and see Rock Voodoo on June 29th. They're headlining the show, and they'll be on around 8:30 or so. Well, that's my entertainment file for May 18th.